This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
You definitely know it's Monday Night Football when the little, you know, camera from overhead is like zooming in on you, you know, you're in the huddle. But, you know, it's just a chance, you know, for us to show the world that, you know, we're definitely not down and out.
That was right guard Brandon Brooks. This is left guard, former left guard Wade Smith, play-by-play voice Mark Vandermeer. I'm Drew Doherty, and let's get into the Bengals. Andy Dalton from Katy, Texas, TCU. He's got this team off to an 8-0 start. You're no sucker at the QB position if you've got that going, are you?
No, not at all. And he's really stepped his game up. I know he had some struggles getting the guys to the first round of the playoffs and not having success and, you know, people being down on him. But he's really realizing his potential this year, and he's got a lot of weapons around him. So he's doing well.
Yeah, he just brought up the key. The Red Rifle's hitting all the weapons.
The Red Rifle. You know, this guy has put up some great numbers since coming into this league. Look at the wins that the franchise has since Dalton has joined them. And this year they're undefeated. Andy gets a lot of heat for what's happened to them in the postseason. But the first couple of years, the Texans were the better team and at home. I guess 2 years ago is the one where you could say, yeah, they really should have won that one. Last year they were really injured. Receivers all over the place were down. A.J. Green not available in that game, and they lose it. I think he gets a bad rap sometimes. Look, how many franchises wouldn't love to be 8-0? Plus, Drew, it's what they have around him. It looks like a Pro Bowl team when you look up and down their roster.
Yeah, pass catchers, tight ends, right, running backs. I mean, they're so diverse, like we heard earlier in the show. You also touched on this defense and how rugged it is earlier in the show. I mean, front seven, there's so much talent across the board. In the back end, they've got number one picks at almost every position. What strikes you the most, or is it just the collection of talent there?
I think that they have a collection of guys that are around the ages of like year four or five to about 8 or 9.
Right,
they're all in their primes.
Yeah.
They're high picks. You know, Geno Atkins is a second round pick, but he's the best player to have on the defense, one of the better D linemen in the NFL. They're stout. They're solid everywhere. There's no weaknesses in their defense. They don't necessarily have a premier guy at every spot. But when you have Geno there, you have Perfect there, linebacker, and you have Hall at corner, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Yeah, defense. And Perfect being healthy is so key for them. And I think it's a great point you make. It's a very solid and deep team. Look at all the draft choices they have on this squad, on offense in particular. But when you look at that defense, it is frightening to see what they have. That Brian Hoyer and this Texans offense, they're going to have to deal with trying to run the ball against these guys. Now, the defense, they've given up some yards, but they're fourth in the league in scoring, and that's the number you want.
Nah, no doubt. You know, what about the Texans defense? Did we see something, a breaking out perhaps, against the Tennessee Titans, or is it just a fact that they played a team that's struggling with Zach Mettenberger's quarterback? What have you seen there?
I saw that when I was at the game, and from what I saw is that this team feeds off our defense. When our defense is making plays and causing turnovers and getting sacks and things of that nature, our offense plays better, special teams play better. And so our defense really just has to play up to their abilities. I think we kind of underachieved to this point. And I think if we play to our ability, our defense is very comparable to Cincinnati's, and I think that that's going to be one of the big keys to winning the game.
Yeah, make something happen early in this ball game, Drew. Get J.J. Watt to make a big play early. I think he's due. He's got great numbers. They're even better than last year's at the midway point. But he's due for one of those Watt moments, you know, just something that is a prime time kind of Watt moment against this franchise in particular. That would be great. And on this night when they really need it, that would be wonderful to see an early play, maybe a turnover, whatever. Just something to get the team going, like Wade says, just to show that you're ready to play. And it's on. You know, you can compete with this football team, even though they're undefeated.
Well, it would make sense. I mean, this franchise's signature play is by that player against this franchise, the Bengals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to go back and do that again, that'd be nice. Maybe a touchdown in a goal line situation.
I'll take it.
You're cool
take
with that.
That. Yeah.
How about for the second half, looking at the bigger picture, what do you do about making use of Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Mercilus? Because we saw what number 59 did against Tennessee, but you know what number 90 is capable of, or we think we know what he's capable of as well.
Well, I think the main thing is getting early leads is going to allow them to just trust the passers as much as possible. Get both of them out there on the field at the same time. I think Whitney can do well on either side. I think Jadeveon, I think he's more of a single side guy, but both of them are extremely talented players, and I think that they can pressure the quarterback and help JJ. I mean, if JJ is not getting double teamed, or if he's getting double teamed every play, those two guys have room to work, and so you have to exploit that.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. the team has not had enough leads. Okay, yeah. 3-5, not a good enough record, of course, but not having enough leads in games when you can really fire with that pass rush, that would really help them out.
All right, well, we XOXO the X's and O's. XOXO is obviously we love hugs and kisses, all that stuff. We love the X's and O's, so let's get to those. It's John Harris and this week's Telestrator.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris, and it's time to look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense, in particular, Tyler Eifert, one of the best tight ends in the game. 9 touchdowns in the red zone already this season. How does it happen? Well, he's a good athlete. He makes some great catches in the end zone. But sometimes, schematically, the Bengals get and catch a team off guard. And that's exactly what they do against the Cleveland Browns on this one. You'll see that Eifert is lined up right here in a traditional Y inline position. Right there. And you've got stack receivers out here. So the Browns have countered by putting 2 DBs, but they've also walked Tayshaun Gibson out as well, which is a little curious because it's going to give Eifert a lot of room to work in here. So had Gibson moved over, he would have been in better shape to stop this from Eifert and let the 2 DBs out here play the 2 stack receivers. But they don't do that, and now it becomes easy. Eifert takes a pretty quick outside release, and boom, he's wide open right now. And Andy Dalton puts it on him. Gibson makes a pretty good break, but he's not even in position. Eifert catches it. Touchdown. It's that simple. And you can see from the end zone shot after Eifert explodes the football how easy this was for Eifert. He doesn't even really have to get outside all that wide. He lets Orchard come inside and he just shoots right here. And then Andy with the quick release finds him in the end zone. This in part is what has made Tyler Eifert a pretty big red zone weapon. And he just boxed out Tayshaun Gibson. Touchdown Bengals. Tyler Eifert in the red zone has 9 touchdowns. That's more than any tight end in the league. Sometimes it's this simple. The Texans have got to keep this from happening on Monday night to have success and win that ballgame. We'll be right back after this.